All right, everybody. We're just about ready to begin Robbery Proper.
Just hold everything, everybody.
It's time for the Old Time Country Community Radio Show on WJLE.
Who are those guys?
With your host, Chris Trammell and Reed Vanderpool.
I have two guns, one for each of you.
Shazam!
Watch your language, bud. We're on the air.
In 1814, we took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon and we took a little beans, and we caught the bloody British in a town in New Orleans. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. We looked down a river and we see the British come, and there must have been 100 of them beating on the drum. They stepped so high and they made the bugles ring. We stood beside our cotton bales and didn't say a thing. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. Old Hickory said we could take them by surprise if we didn't fire muskets till we looked them in the eye. We held our fire till we see their faces well. Then we opened up our squirrel guns and really gave them well. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
Yeah, they ran through the briars and they ran through the brambles and they ran through the bushes where a rabbit couldn't go. They ran so fast that the hounds couldn't catch them on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
We fired our cannon till the barrel melted down, so we grabbed an alligator and we fought another round. We filled his head with cannonballs and powdered his behind, and when we touched the powder off, the gator lost his mind.
We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
Yeah, they ran through the briars and they ran through the brambles and they ran through the bushes where a rabbit couldn't go. They ran so fast that the hounds couldn't catch them on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
Well, anything happening in the news lately?
I don't think anything's happened all year, has it?
Nothing. Trump got impeached. Again?
I haven't really been following it.
It's like Forrest Gump. And he went to the White House again.
Again.
And got impeached. Again.
What's he got, like 3 days left or something?
Three, 4 days. Come on. Yeah, we're just sort of wasting our... they just don't want him to be able to run again is what the deal is. That's the big deal, but whatever.
Whatever.
It kills me that...
Let it go. Just let it go.
The news is calling this a riot, but when they was burning the Nashville courthouse down, that was a peaceful protest. Yeah. When they were going down Broadway and smashing windows and stealing stuff out of the stores, that was
bicycles.
A peaceful protest. But this, and don't get me wrong, I don't like any of it. Don't be doing stupid stuff.
Call it all what it is.
But you can't have it both ways now. One's a right, then the other's
anarchy.
A right. That's right.
I don't care who's throwing the rocks.
Yeah. Good Lord.
Go that home.
Bad double standard, I know. I'm
yeah.
I said, blue moon of Kentucky, keep on a shining. Shine on the one that's gone and left me blue. Blue moon of Kentucky, keep on a shining. Shine on the one that's gone and left me blue. It was on one moonlit night, stars shining bright, whispered on high, love said goodbye.
by. I said, blue moon of Kentucky, keep on a shining. Shine on the one that's gone and left me blue. Blue moon of Kentucky, keep on a shining. Shine on the one that's gone and left me blue. Blue moon of Kentucky, keep on a shining. Shine on the one that's gone and left me blue. Well, it was on one moonlit night, stars shining bright, whispered on high, your lover said goodbye. I said, blue moon of Kentucky, keep on shining. Shine on the one that's gone and left me blue. Left me blue. Left me blue. Left me blue.
Reed and I have been reminiscing about the good old days.
Don't bring me into this. What'd I do?
Remember, like, we was talking about the mall?
And the malls, yeah, the, mall.
The malls, you know, they got to where they didn't want kids
around. We got to get rid of these teenagers.
Got to get rid of these
clogging
teenagers.
Clogging the place up, spending
but,
their money.
But if you were around in our day, the malls were set up for teenagers.
Yeah, where were you supposed to go?
You had the arcade and the Pizza
shop.
Hut was next door. And then you had Spencer's, which is still around, I assume.
No, is Spencer's still?
Is Spencer's a thing? I don't know.
Are there any malls to go to anymore?
I don't know. But there was a Spencer's, a record store, a Baskin Robbins.
Right.
There was like a 579. Yeah, 579 shop, which was like rock and roll clothes and stuff. I mean, they were just begging for teenagers to come hang out.
Uh-huh. Except they didn't like teenagers.
Except they didn't
around.
Want teenagers. Right. So they got rid of all that stuff to get rid of the teenagers.
I guess all the old people are going to go to 579.
Yeah.
Stop by Spencer's, get a novelty item.
So they got rid of all that stuff to get rid of the teenagers, and then they wonder, well, why is the malls failing?
Yeah, what'd that get them?
You know, it had the movie theater there. I mean, Mom, and, you know, when I was 12, Mom would drop us off, and we'd just hang out at the mall for 3 hours.
Oh, yeah, they'd just turn you loose.
Till like 9 o'clock when the mall closed.
Be
you
back
know?
Here at 5:30. We get home and get supper for Daddy.
Yeah. We just hang. That was our babysitter, the mall, you know. They'd arrest you now if you dropped your kids off at the mall.
In that arcade.
Yeah, every penny you had.
Be out digging quarters out of the fountain.
I got to play one more game of Galaga.
I know I can get that pattern on Pac-Man.
Thank you. was when you called me and said that you was coming back to stay.
Thing you pointed out was you used to buy concert tickets at the record store.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. I don't know why you don't do that anymore.
Because there aren't any record stores. I went to Van Halen, and this had to be like, I don't know, 82?
Yeah.
Diver Down. And the ticket for that concert was $10. $10 to see Van Halen, and it was Van Halen and somebody else, I can't remember. But the best concert I've ever been to, packed. First rock and roll concert at the Roundhouse in Chattanooga, and try to get a ticket for $10.
Now. I think the first time I saw Kiss in about, that was about 1980. The ticket was $8.
Yeah.
We took Billy to see Kiss last year, year before last, I guess.
Yeah.
I think it was $173 for a nosebleed seat.
Yeah, yeah. And the thing with Van Halen was everybody was there. There were nerds and preppies and hippies and bikers. And
you been to a Rolling Stone show lately?
I went with
there
you.
There were people there. You remember the people rolling around in wheelchairs with oxygen on?
With oxygen masks.
Who were all younger than Keith Richards?
Yeah, they were all younger than Keith Richards. Keith Richards is 192 years old. Still rock and rolling.
Newsflash, Keith Richards found alive today in his Los Angeles hotel room.
They say for every boy and girl there's just one love in this whole world, and I know I found mine. The heavenly touch of your embrace tells me no one could take your place ever in my heart. Young love, one kiss from your sweet lips will tell me that your love is real, and I can feel that it's true. We will vow to one another there will never be another love for you or for me. Young love, young love.
Let's pause right here for Dwayne to do the WJLE trivia question. Take it away, Dwayne.
Chris, what are you doing?
I saved these fireworks from the 4th. I got them mounted to my Schwinn. Gonna jump over to Smithville City swimming pool.
Oh, yeah, just like Caesar's Palace.
Just like it. Stand back.
Reed, what happened?
Oh, Chris thinks he's Travis Pastrami again.
I guess we're going to have to take him to Ascension St. Thomas DeKalb Hospital again.
Yow. Yeah, their hospital and emergency care teams at 520 West Main Street provide primary and specialty care when you need it most.
I need it most!
If you're experiencing a life-threatening emergency, go to the nearest ER or call 911.
Look, he fell on somebody's car.
Oh, that's all right. That's his car.
Increased natural gas supply in this country has brought us stable natural gas prices. Natural gas has always been the most comfortable and efficient method to warm your home or your business. It is also the most cost-effective method. Fuel cost comparisons give clear evidence of the natural gas price advantages. Here's an example. The average annual cost for a natural gas water heater is less than $250 per year. Using electric to heat the same amount of water will cost over $600 a year. That equates to almost a $5,000 savings over the life of an average water heater. Electric clothes dryers cost three times as much to operate as natural gas clothes dryer. One of the great advantages of living in the Upper Cumberland region is our inexpensive natural gas supply. Don't pass up that advantage. Call or visit Middle Tennessee Natural Gas.
Well, we got Steve Quick.
Oh,
yeah,
Steve,
right here.
Steve does our interviews, yeah.
That guy, yeah.
Steve's an old-timer. He still asks for green stamps when he fills up. He's holding out for that toaster.
Yeah, holding out for the toaster.
Yeah. He's talking to somebody named Marty. Steve, what has Marty done?
Well, Marty's done a lot, I guess, in his day. Marty Dunn, the singer, from he's from up
That's
around
what I'm
Kentucky.
Asking. What's he done?
Well, he's just speaking. I guess he's in his mid-40s or so. He's a pretty good fella.
You're confusing me, Steve.
Okay, well, Marty Dunn. Unless there was,
what's
let's see
done?
What you
done,
Marty
Dunn.
That's what
Marty
I'm asking.
Done.
What's he done?
Okay.
Oh, let's just listen to it.
Yeah.
Steve Quick here for the Old Time Country Community Radio Show, and I have Marty Dunn with me here. And Marty Dunn, let me tell you, you've got a fantastic sound, and may I say, and I think I'd told you once that I thought you sound like a young Gene Watson. You do have a great sound.
Well, thank you so much. And I've heard that before. I've heard that I look like him as well.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, you favor him a lot. Well, you do. You know, I followed his career in his early years and everything. And of course, I guess I'm showing my own age there for a while. What is the name of the town that you're in between Lexington and Cincinnati? What is the name of the area?
Yes, sir. It's a little town called Falmouth.
Falmouth. Okay. Well, Marty, how long have you been doing this music?
Oh, since I can remember, I started singing probably about when I was 5 or 6 because my daddy was a country singer and a guitar player. He played like Chet Atkins, and he was a great singer. Both my uncles on his side played music, and they played for 30 years together as a brother band
in
Florida.
Well, that's great, and I know that, you know, that's what you're carrying their legacy on in your own right. And you currently have a CD out now, don't you? You want to say a little something about it?
There's one that we're working on that has been released as of yet. It's a new single with a new lady that's on Century 2. Her name's Tina Patterson White. But I do have 5 previous singles that have been put out from Century 2 Records.
Right. Well, I'll tell you, we'll be looking for them. And, of course, we wish you the best of luck. We know this has been a hard time for a lot of the entertainers with this pandemic going on. But I feel like 2021 is going to come out pretty good. How do you feel?
I sure hope so. It was real depressing there for a while. And, you know, just pretty much, you know, all the shows just bottomed out, and I just ended up, you know, just picking a lot at home just right. by myself, you know.
Right. Well, yeah, like I said, you've got a good sound. And of course, I saw you about a year and a half ago at Alan Carl's show there. He was over at Troubadour Theater there in Nashville. So I think you've got a good career. Just like everybody else, just trying to get it back on track again.
Yes, all righty.
Well, I hope that, you know, we got a lot of new venues that are fixing to go. I know that Tina Anderson out of Missouri is going to have a place there. Timberwolf Music Park.
Yes, I contacted her last night. She got back with me. She watched some of my videos and said she would love to have me up there when she gets her going. So
and everything going.
I appreciate you for that.
Well,
sure.
Well, she's a good lady of music, and I do wish her the best for everything she's all of her endeavors. All righty. Well, we're talking to Marty Dunn this morning here. And, Marty, we appreciate you once again being our guest. And for the Old Time Country Community Radio Show, this is Steve Quick.
So I still didn't get, I mean, why is he done? Is he mad about
something?
Yeah,
is something? He mad? Or is he quitting? Is he done?
Yeah, he's done.
I'm done. I'm just done. So is Marty.
Marty's done, too.
That's what they tell me. I still don't understand. Steve's got the COVID again.
Steve's got the COVID.
Rattling.
Lagovers.
Being flexible in life is important. Being flexible in business is too. Hi, this is Julia Vanderpool with DeKalb County Insurance. Many agencies can only offer a few types of insurance protection, but DeKalb County Insurance offers all forms of insurance. In addition to auto and home, we offer life, farm, business, boat, ATV, motorcycle. We even have Aflac. So give us a call at 615-597-0660 or drop by at 307 North Public Square, Smithville, and let us take care of you.
Think banks are all the same? Wilson Bank and Trust is the place where friendly community bankers can offer the financial services and technology you'd expect from a big institution. Call or visit Wilson Bank and Trust to find an independent hometown banker for every need life throws your way. Member FDIC.
Dang it, Steve, you wrecked the mystery truck.
Sorry, Chris.
Guess we better call DeKalb Farm Bureau Insurance.
Yeah, you can get great coverage and affordable rates through DeKalb Farm Bureau.
Reed, where'd you come from?
Auto, boat, home, renters, life.
Are you going to answer me?
Shh, I'm doing a commercial. DeKalb Farm Bureau has the coverage you're looking for. Stop by and see them at 865 South Congress Boulevard in Smithfield or give them a call at 597-7751.
Everybody's going out and having fun. I'm just a fool for staying home and having none. I can't get over how she set me free. Oh, lonesome me. A bad mistake I'm making by just hanging around. I know that I should have some fun and paint the town. A lovesick fool that's blind and just can't see. Oh, lonesome me. I bet she's not like me. She's out fancy free, flirting with the boys with all her charms. But I still love her so. And brother, don't you know, I'd welcome her right back here in my arms. Well, there must be some way I can lose these lonesome blues. Forget about the past and find somebody new. I've thought of everything from A to Z. So, and brother, don't you know, I'd welcome her right back here in my arms. Well, there must be some way I can lose these lonesome blues. Forget
forget about the past and find somebody new. I've thought of everything from A to Z. Oh, lonesome me. Oh, lonesome me.
Another thing from back in the day, Christmas time, you get out, your granny would get out the Sears and Roebuck and the JCPenney catalog.
Right.
And these weren't your normal catalogs I could get in the mail these days. These
things are. Wish book.
Yeah, these would kill a squirrel. Yeah. I mean, they were big. He's like, you know, like the preacher's Bible, you know?
Had everything in it.
It's like the preacher's Bible. It was a big old thing.
Got the concordance and all.
And Granny give you a pen, and you got to circle the G.I. Joe you wanted,
right,
and you got
the
Hot Wheels
cars.
You wouldn't get everything you wanted, but you might get one or two things you wanted.
Well, I got a Corgi Jr. set one year that was awesome. Had Corgi. The Batmobile and the James Bond car.
I still got my Corgi Batmobile.
I wish
and
I did.
Batboat.
I ain't got nothing.
Had an image of Batman on the bottom of it. Yeah, remember
I don't remember.
That? Yeah.
I don't remember.
Oh,
yeah. Did James Bond?
You'd know that if you still had yours.
Pop a top again. I've just got time for one more round. Set 'em up, my friend. Then I'll be gone and you can let some other fool sit down. I'd like for you to listen to a joke I heard today from a woman who said she was through and calmly walked away. I tried to smile and did a while, but it fell so out of place. Did you ever hear of a clown with teardrops streaming down his face? Pop a top again. I think I'll have another round, another one, my friend. Then I'll be gone and you can let some other fool sit down. Misery, and here I'm wasting time. Cause a row of fools on a row of stools is not what's on my mind. But then you see, her leaving me is not what I prefer. So it's either here, a drink and beer, or home remembering her. Pop a top again. I think I'll have another round, another one, my friend. Then I'll be gone and you can let some other fool sit down.
Tune in next week on WJLE for more of the Old Time Country Community Radio Show.
The Old Time Country Community Radio Show is sponsored by Middle Tennessee Natural Gas, DeKalb Farm Bureau,
Ascension St. Thomas DeKalb Hospital, DeKalb County Insurance,
and Wilson Bank and Trust.
And don't forget to let our sponsors know you heard about them on the Old Time Country Community Radio Show.
The Old Time Country Community Radio Show is a Dirt Poor production, and I'm your announcer, Steve Quick.
Until we ride your way again, this is Pa Ben saying the horse is settled and waiting to run.
I still won't know what it is that Marty done.